This well-known frontiersman loved to hear the stories of those traveling west. One day, he decided it was time to sneak away and try that life as well. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
John Carson can trace his family tree to a well-known frontiersman.
Kit Carson was my great-grandfather.
Kit Carson spent 8 months in 1841 and 42 working as a hunter out of Bent's old fort near La Junta, Colorado. 4 generations later, it's where his great-grandson spends his time as well.
If you were anybody out here in the 1800s and in the Southwest, you came through Bent's at one time or another, probably. Of course, like we said, Kit was here. Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau. Sacagawea's little baby, Jim Beckwith, Tom Fitzpatrick, Uncle Dick Wooten, Pegleg Smith.
For Kit Carson, the allure of the West came from an early job.
When he was young, he had been apprenticed to a saddle maker in Franklin, Missouri, David Workman. And, of course, sitting in a saddle shop on the edge of the frontier, you know, the old mountain men fur trappers, the travelers on the trails would come in and tell stories. He wanted to go see if that was right or not.
And so at the age of 16, he was all in to learn more.
Snuck away one night from his apprenticeship and met up with a wagon train headed to Santa Fe there at Fort Osage. Eventually was hired as a cavvy boy, taking care of the extra animals of that wagon train.
He headed to Taos, like many of the men from whom he had heard stories in that saddle shop.
He wanted to be a mountaineer, fur trapper. He said the happiest days of my life were spent in trapping.
Of course, Carson would go on to become one of the most famous frontiersmen in American history. More of his story next time as we travel the countryside in La Junta, Colorado. I'm Andrew McCrae.